were trying to figure out what music to introduce Mike Kohler with, so...
Seems to be...
he said, find something funny. Here you go. This is my funny for Mike this morning.
You just turn your pretty head and walk away.
Mike Kohler is our commissioner for District 2 in Escambia County, and he joins us now on the phone. Commissioner, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. How did I do? Did I pick something that made you laugh?
Yeah, you're good, Andrew. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, doing great. Obviously, we talked about this story a little bit. PNJ did an extensive report on it. You tell us what happened from your point of view with the campaigning and the truck and the pole and the fire and the whatever you want to say.
Well, there wasn't a fire because I was there with the fire department with Charles Thornton. So I don't know where they missed that. And then Charles had called Molly yesterday to tell her there wasn't a fire, but she never called him back. But let me tell you how this went down. I was working Precinct 32. This is the strangest hit and run ever in life. And then it went to unattended vehicle, which is correct. But I was on Cypress on K Street, and I pulled over to read my walk list. Charles was down the street because we kind of work in sync. We've done this quite a bit, you know, when I have people work with me. So I was looking at my walk list, and I had my foot on my brake. Someone came by and hit their horn, right? I looked over. And I think it was a supporter, and I thought, wait a minute, Charles is down the road. I looked out, I couldn't see him. I opened up my door, and I got out, forgetting to put my car in park. The car rolled forward a few feet, hit the pole. A spark went from the thing. That's all that happened. I went and put the car in park. I walked toward the house. A man came out. This was the strange place. This is where it gets strange. Guy wouldn't give me his name, told me he didn't live there. He just came there once in a while. That the person that rented there wasn't home, and he wouldn't give me her name. So I went and took, Cypress is kind of a narrow road. I went and pulled my car over, I think it was to J Street. Charles came up, and I said, he didn't even know that I'd hit the pole. I said, Paul, Charles, I just hit this pole. And I went and looked. I'm in my truck right now. I got an appointment. So it has a dent in the fender.
Okay.
But anyways, I went back. All this happened in less than 10 minutes. The fire department was there. Someone called the fire department. I don't know who it was. So I was there with the fire department. There was no fire. So they couldn't get in touch with the owner. I didn't know who the owner was. So I figured I'm going to have to go figure out who owns the house, right? So I called into Dorothy, my aide. And I asked one of the firefighters, Charles is my witness, I said, I'm not going to make a claim. Or, you know, I didn't think at that point I was just going to pay eventually to get my fender fixed, right?
Right.
So I asked the firefighter, I said, do I need to stay? Because I don't think so. I went back. This was on Monday. Called Fire Chief Harris. Well, what happened between that time? We stayed in the neighborhood for another 2.5 hours knocking on doors in the same neighborhood. This is crazy that, you know, I didn't take the vehicle and run away. We were in the neighborhood. I can show you the walk sheet. I hit 59 doors. I probably had another 40 that we hit after.
Maybe don't say hit the doors, Mike.
No, I may have to hit the doors. I don't know. I literally hit the doors. And yeah, that's a good joke. Yeah, I did hit some doors too. But so we put up 5 signs. I had so many witnesses in that neighborhood that I was literally walking. We put up 5 different yard signs. I went and filed an insurance claim. The next morning, I called Fire Chief Harrison to get the fire report. He called me later that day. And then the police called me and said, I'm trying to get the fire report. Between that time, I found the lady that owned the house.
Yeah.
She's out of Massachusetts. That's the problem. And they wouldn't give me the name. Her name's Kristen Sable. I left her 2 different messages, which Molly covered. This is such a nothing burger. I mean, I can't even believe that story. And then they literally, I dealt with the police department. They went and talked to the guy. That's a whole different issue. The guy that's there, I don't know what's going on with that. But the bottom line is I have insurance. I have valid registration. I filed a claim. I don't know what else I could do, man. I did everything within a very short amount of time. And the law is that if your vehicle can move, you can report a claim later. And my vehicle's, I've been driving all over the county in my vehicle the last 3 days. So I don't get it. But
is there, is there any kind of charge from PPD, at least at this point, that you're...
So Gordon called me after the story went up. There wasn't, I don't think there was going to be any charge, because I gave him everything and told him exactly what I'm telling you. But I think because it got some legs, he called me yesterday and goes, hey, I got to give you an unattended vehicle citation. So I said, okay, that's fine. And actually, want the truth, Andrew, I did get out of my car and it was unattended for a few seconds and it hit the pole. That's a legitimate charge. I'm not going to fight it.
Oh, okay. So for the moments when the actual accident was caused by the fact that the car was ongoing and you were not in it, that's the charge. Okay. That makes sense.
Even
okay.
though I was right next to the vehicle.
Okay.
But that's true. I mean, I'm not, that happened. I'm not going to fight it.
Hey, well, I think the problem is it's been described as a hit and run when it was actually a hit and walk.
Yeah, it was a
walk and hit and walk. I'm not quite sure how to describe it exactly.
No, it was a hit and watch. And
well, that's why I wanted to have you on, Mike, because I know you, okay? And I knew there would be, well, on the one hand, a lot more to the story, and in a lot of ways, a lot less to the story than I had originally heard. And so, I was feeling
I'm never going to live this one down, man. But it's okay.
Well, it could have been worse. At least it wasn't like the Monty Python sketch where you ran yourself over. So, I mean, there's a lot of worse things that could have happened, right?
Hey, man, this is fun stuff, politics. Things
it
happen,
is.
But you don't want to know the truth. If this is the biggest thing that happened, I'm going to be okay.
No, I totally agree. Mike, the meeting with the Bay Center yesterday, I haven't cut the clips up. We'll talk more about it on Monday, but I was very pleasantly surprised. It seemed like a lot of consensus and a lot of path forward and an awful lot of clarity, which is not what I expected coming out of this meeting.
Well, I had met with Alice and Patton earlier in the week, and, I've been on record several times saying I want to work with the city council and mayor on this. This is just from my point of view.
Sure.
But I think that the board, is in general, both sides, the council and our board of county commissioners, wants to do something. The only thing that I would say is I think we're moving too slow. but that's government. But everything you said, I agree 100%. I think everyone wants to do the Bay Center. I think there's an interest in a convention center. Then the ice, there's some good ideas. I don't know where we're going to land on that. The biggest two issues is the hotel and parking, and everyone agreed to that, right? Everyone knows that's kind of the elephant in the room. But everyone seems to think if we move forward with something, then a private company will come in. And it's funny, I met with some of the people with the Hess Group with the Grand probably 4 or 5 months ago. I thought there was a deal, but it fell through. So, but everyone seems to think that will come through. So then I think we're back to what do we do with the parking? And there's a couple options I don't want to say on air that Alice and I were talking about, Patton.
Okay.
That I will mention to Wes, and I need to talk to the mayor. I may be Alice and Patton to talk to him about it. I'm not sure. But the bottom line is there's a lot of good energy, I think, right now going on with where we want to go with that.
Are you – I know the mayor has – and he's not super advocating for this, but he does seem – he's mentioned it enough times – taking some slice of the Tech Park land and using that to build a parking garage, which he thinks will serve double duty, both for whatever eventually comes to the Tech Park, fingers crossed, or at the very least for whatever happens on the Bay Center property. I know that's one of the in-the-open possibilities. You're saying there's other things as well. What, I mean, because that would mean the county giving up the Tech Park or a portion of it, right?
Well, that's a problem, and I'll tell you why, because I met with Chris Plate. I can't disclose, but I promise you, I know, and the mayor's told me this, and he brought up yesterday. They swear there's two different, and now a third business that wants to go in there. There's still some extra parking space there that potentially the county or the city we could use for parking. But I'm actually meeting with Chris Plate later today about
Chris is
thing,
the director of Florida West. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to follow up with him just to confirm what he has told me about these businesses because that's an unknown. I believe there's two things or two, potentially three that want to go in there, according to what he's told me. I know that's a big issue. It's been vacant for, gosh, over a decade.
Forever,
but the bottom line is, I don't know. There may be a slicer that we can use, but there's some other options, too.
Okay. All right. Well, I respect the process. I understand you can't say everything out loud and in the open, and, that we'll have to wait for some of the details. But I'm intrigued by your cagey answer that there might be some additional parking solution that has not been mentioned out loud so far. So I'll look forward to that. But again,
I don't want to mention it because the property.
Yeah. And you might have to acquire things and you don't want to, drive up the price and you don't want to let other, it all makes sense to me. So I appreciate, and I respect that, frankly, that, you don't want to say because that might change, for example, what the county has to pay for something. So, very good. Well, again, I thought it was a good meeting yesterday. Kudos to Chair Hoffberger. I thought she ran the meeting well, and it was nice to see everybody basically get along. So wonderful. Mike Kohler, always appreciate you being available on short notice. Look forward to seeing you again soon. And thanks for the time. I appreciate it.
Okay. I'm going to hit doors and pulls, so I'll talk to you later.
Knock. You're going to knock on doors today, not hit them.
I got a pull, baby. I'll talk to you later. Bye. Thanks, man.